This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As he's being introduced as the Giants head coach in real time, I managed to hear the first couple of sentences, and I'll wait and catch some clips later. But, boy, he let off with something I'm just not really interested in. Let me tell you what I'm about. I'm about an old-school physical approach. All right, bro, it's 2020. Thanks. Lawrence Taylor called. Have him listen to it.
At least, though, Mike, we know that he is he's white now, right? We were wondering if he was white or black.
I can confirm, in fact, Joe Judge is a white man.
Mike, why don't we just take this press conference live right now?
How dare you?
No, we can't do that.
Let me get a smidge more, Joe Judge. I'm just kidding, guys. Don't have a conniption. Although, what is this team going to look like? Let me hear that part. All right, I've heard enough. That's enough. Thank you for that.
Thank you, ESPN, for the audio.
Yeah, thanks. All right. I asked Roberto to roll on it, but he goes, I can't right now. I go, why? It's 2-6. Like, you're my audio guy. Oh, well, I'm adjusting the blinds.
We only had between shows to do that. We got construction guys coming in at 6 o'clock tonight, so it was the only time we could do
it. You couldn't do it during one of Doug and Scott's breaks?
We didn't. No, because I was working on other things.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, putting in the Irishman song, yes.
That was supposed to be our open. We'll play that later.
I don't really care. I wanted you to roll on that so I could listen to it later, but thank you for nothing. I appreciate that. Yeah. Nothing better than seeing Roberto bring a ladder into your studio as you start. And I'm like, I know that what you're holding is not going to help this radio program.
Of course.
And then poor George is sitting there with just a blank look on his face. I'm like, Roberto, get out. Go record now. Now let's jump in. Nobody cares about Joe Judge except me. I'm just trying to figure out who the hell this guy is. There's an interesting story in sports, and I'm not sure what to do with it. This John Beilein situation is one that I don't know. I don't totally want to dismiss it. And I'm sure as hell not going to stand at the mountaintop and scream and yell. If you're not familiar with this or aware of it, apparently in a film study, John Beilein was speaking with his team and said that they were no longer playing like a bunch of thugs. He apparently, in his statement, was blissfully unaware that he said thugs, saying he meant to say they were no longer playing like slug, i.e. a very slow, low-energy creature. Okay. Naturally, now you get the outrage police, which is they want to turn John Beilein into some ardent racist. I don't know that to be true. I know you shouldn't be calling people thugs these days. This isn't 2000. Things have changed a bit. Then you get into the issue of believability. He doesn't run and hide from the fact that his assistants made him aware he said it. He then reached out to a very specific number of players, 8. I don't know the composition of the Cavs off the top of my mind, but I'm guessing he called 8 black players and not white ones. And he's attempting to move on from this. Here's the one thing I will take out of this before we get Sully, because Sully loves this topic. It's so crystal clear that the players in Cleveland are trying to get him fired. That's the biggest takeaway. And it actually makes me sad for John Beilein, because I think John Beilein's a hell of a good coach. I think John Beilein's a good man. And I think this is every reason, if you're John Beilein, you don't go to the Cleveland Cavaliers, because this thing was just doomed from the start. I mean, you got a bird brain as a point guard in Colin Sexton. You got a veteran in Kevin Love who hates everything about everything right now. You got a collection of G League All-Stars down there. It's a bad scene. And now you're seeing story after story after story leaking out. And they all look purposeful. And they all look to be the same agenda. Angry players and agents wanting John Beilein fired. And I think they're going to get their wish. It's 40 games deep, 39 games deep, whatever it is. Here you go. You know, what do you do with the thug comment? I don't know. I don't have audio of it. I wasn't there. I don't know how it was said. I don't know if it was said, if it was. What was the tenor? What was the tone? What was the immediate reaction? Did anyone in the room speak up? Are the players overly bothered by it or not? What were his conversations with his players and assistants? I don't have any of that information. None of it. So I'm not going to go out and scream and yell about it and say the man's a racist and should be fired. I mean, I'm just not doing that. But I can tell you what I know now, and it's, look, we knew Beilein took the retirement package. We knew he took the Cavs money. We knew it wouldn't end well, but we thought, hey, he'll be there for a few years, bring along a young roster, develop players, and then when the Cavs are about ready to win, they'll fire his ass. And he probably knew that going in, but he wanted the money, wanted the taste of the NBA life, didn't want to sit down and recruit and eat bad Mastaccioli, didn't want to stay at an off-brand hotel. He wanted the Four Seasons. Okay. But this is the flip side. This is where college coaches and coaches in general, when it goes bad, it goes bad in a hurry. And the NBA, it is like no other league. So part of me feels for John Beilein. I mean, this is a collection of players with the Cavs. Colin Sexton's building a rep, maybe second only to Dennis Smith Jr. as being toxic, uncoachable, young asset. Tristan Thompson's a boob. Kevin Love's making himself untradeable and a malcontent. This is a bad scene. So I don't know where I'm supposed to go with the thug remark. Clearly, you can't call people that today. I'm not saying it was ever great. But, like, there was a time where Anthony Mason or Charles Oakley played like, quote, thugs. That was commonplace in 95. That's how the Knicks were talked about. Well, it's not 1995. Things have changed. It's a new generation. We're evolving as people. You can't do that. It's just like when Phil Jackson came out and said LeBron and his posse. It's not 1975. You know, you're not making a reference to Cool in the Gang. Like, it's just things have changed. I don't know how he said it. I don't know if he said it. If he's saying he said it to cover up or not, I don't know, guys. But you can tell me. But I really don't want to do a John Beilein, should he be fired, 248. I'd like to think no. But I will tell you, he's going to get fired. Because this report is surfacing by a player or player's agent. Bet on it. 248-539-9797. All right, Mr. Big Topic, go ahead.
Oh, you always love pinning me against the people as if I loved this topic.
No,
or something.
I don't know what you're speaking of. I was talking about your emotional attachment to this topic.
Well,
you like this.
I think this is a topic where the people are going to, you know, kind of dictate where it goes, because I think there's multiple layers to respond to this. And personally, it's different because John Beilein's obviously from here. We know him better than a national story.
Can you hit a button where I just hear Joe Judge instead of Sully, and then when he stops talking, I just start again?
What did I say wrong?
Nothing. I see the Lord up there, the man who's going to lead my Giants to the Super Bowl. Carry on.
I've never heard a bad word about John Beilein. That being said, do I buy him? Do I think that he really meant to say slugs instead of thugs? No, I don't. I think those are two completely different words. You can get into debate on whether did thug even become a racist word? I don't know that. That's the bigger discussion in itself.
Are you kidding me?
I've heard Baker Mayfield being called a thug before. You know,
so no, it became a racist connotation based on how people described rappers and black athletes of demonstrative nature in the late 80s and early 90s. Tupac, Thug Life, it became a part of the vernacular, and it was not a compliment. You had NBA players. Why do you think David Stern came out with a policy regarding how players dressed? The hip-hop culture had bled over. People said players looked like thugs. Like, Mike, that's exactly how it became a part of things.
I just kind of side with what Stephen A. Smith had said earlier with the word thug, how it used to be... You know what? It used to be a word that was said a lot, and now it's not. And you're
right. I've got another word that used to be said a lot that isn't said today. Want me to say it?
You're taking it to an extreme here.
No, I'm not, Mike.
Beeline has to know that he can't say that word. I get that, and that's why I started out by saying that I think that I don't think he meant to use the word slug. You would say sluggish, right? He said the word thug. Maybe he didn't think that it was a bad word or something. I don't know. Am I ready to get the pitchfork out and demonize him? Like, no, I'm not. But I don't know, man. I just think that a lot of people are quick to just freak out and just yell and scream about something when you read the report that the players were understanding when he apologized reportedly. So,
okay, so what's the topic?
Is this an overreaction? Is this story completely overblown?
I don't know. I haven't read any coverage on it.
Pitchfork type story where it's
demanding,
overblown.
Who's demanding he be fired? Who has their pitchfork? I haven't seen that article. I didn't see Stephen A. Smith. Who? What is the foundation of your assertion that there is this gross overreaction to this?
Oh, it's just like what you said, where he's going to probably get fired over this.
No,
you know?
No.
And the turmoil that's going on in Cleveland, whatever.
Now there it is. Mike, this is simply the means to an end. They want him fired for a million other things. They're piling on at this point. The players don't like him. They think he's over his skis. There have been multiple run-ins. And now you have players and their agents leaking stories that add to a narrative that will force Colby Altman to fire this man. He's not going to get fired over this. This is simply just the cherry on top. So where are the pitchforks of people screaming for him to be fired? Because without those, Mike, I can't say that that's happening. I haven't seen it. I'm not reacting that way. David's not. I just think it's clear what's going on in Cleveland. And I think it's also why you have to be very careful hiring a college coach. This was a really tough fit. And if you're going to be a college coach who goes to the pros, you better be the younger variety. This is just not... It's a bummer. Because I think Beilein's a really good coach. But it's over before it starts. So go ahead. Where are the pitchforks? I don't have them. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people. 97.1.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.